This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. When you're in debt, one of the worst choices you can make is to take on more debt to pay your creditors, especially if it's at high interest. But that's exactly the kind of financial hole many people dig themselves into, particularly men and women serving in the military. This is such a problem that in 2007, the Department of Defense started enforcing something called the Military Lending Act to protect troops from predatory lenders. But plenty of financially stressed troops are still falling prey to them. Mitchell Hartman from the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk has been looking into this. He's produced a series of reports in collaboration with ProPublica. Hi, Mitchell.
Hi, Barbara. It's good to be here.
Well, here's what I don't understand right off the bat. How could all these predatory lenders still be targeting soldiers when this Military Lending Act was designed precisely to ban this kind of activity?
Well, there's money to be made. And so lenders jump in to try to make that money. Military families have a regular paycheck. They're not paid all that much. They have emergencies just like everybody, you know, and then they get deployed and they can't deal with them. So they go for quick cash, even if it costs a fair amount to get that cash. Now, it is true the Military Lending Act banned, in particular, short-term loans. So payday loans, car title loans, and it set an interest cap of 36%. Problem is, lenders have figured out ways to get around that. They're doing it legally, but what they're doing is they're lending at longer terms, so more than 6 months, more than a year, still backed by a car maybe, and the car may be lost if the military borrower doesn't pay up. But in the end, those are legal, and families and soldiers are getting dragged into them.
I see. So they're finding loopholes. So how creative are they getting with these loans? And can you give us an example of a military family who's fallen for this predatory loan?
Yeah. I went to Hinesville, Georgia. It's outside Savannah. It's the home of Fort Stewart Army Base. So I met a family, Mark and Lisa Gerber. They got in trouble because they had a base transfer. They owned a house. They couldn't sell the house. They couldn't rent the house, headed into foreclosure. They're trying desperately to borrow money to pay that mortgage. They did a military installment loan, pretty high interest. Then they fell for an internet loan that turned out to be fraudulent. They got another loan. In the end, they got foreclosed, lost their house, lost their car. Now they're in rental housing and just trying to make ends meet with a bankruptcy on their record.
It sounds like they needed some kind of financial literacy counseling.
Well, yeah, and the Army offers a lot of that. They really push it. They push it on officers because officers often end up dealing with this when soldiers get behind on these payments. The guy at the loan store picks up the phone and calls the base and calls the commanding officer. It affects readiness of the troops. It affects morale. They don't want this to happen. They also, interestingly enough, offer zero interest emergency loans for just such a situation. The problem is military members don't often want to take them. There's a lot of strings attached. It is going through the chain of command. You know, your boss is approving the loan. Here's Mark Gerber. He explains.
I've used the Army Emergency Relief. We were in Hurricane Rita quite a few years ago, and with the power outage, all the branches of our bank in Mississippi were destroyed. So even though the Army was paying us, it was a time where I wasn't getting any money, and it helped out a lot.
But look, you know, it's not perfect. Lisa, his wife, jumped in.
They helped pay a month's worth of bills, and they gave us one big giant check for the groceries that you could only spend at the commissary, but it was only one check. You couldn't get change back or nothing. And I'm like, I can't have milk for a month in the refrigerator and bread for a month.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like such a great deal.
No. And, you know, as several people told me, you know, look, they don't want their boss in their business. This is going to the man. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go to my boss and say, gee, I need money till the end of the month. Can you please advance it to me?
No, now I get it. That's completely understandable. But do you see any broader reform of high interest lending coming out of this?
Definitely. First of all, the military is looking at this. You know, they also know that this is a problem. They've been looking into it with the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in Washington. They're going to be writing new regulations. What's interesting is that there are members of Congress who would actually like to see the kinds of limits on interest that now apply to the military, this 36% rate cap, extended to the whole country. Senator Dick Durbin introduced a bill. it would set that limit for all consumer finance across the country. Their argument basically is lenders should be able to make a decent living off of 36% interest. If it's good enough for the military, it's good enough for the rest of us.
Mitchell Hartman, he's with the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk. His series Beyond Payday Loans was produced in collaboration with ProPublica. And Mitchell, thanks for this.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
And be sure to check out the entire series on payday lending, including a behind-the-scenes podcast about Mitchell's reporting, at marketplace.org.